Dorrington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Doolin, D-O-O-L-I-N, first name Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, date of birth, December 11, 1971, date of evaluation, May 26, 2022, the referring physician, disability and social service, the chief complaint, 50-year-old male seen for disability evaluation. The HPI, the patient is noted as a 50-year-old male who reports history of congestive heart failure, period. He stated that he has not worked in 3 years, period. He reports easy fatigability, period. He further reports dyspnea with minimal activity. He further reports fluid retention, such that he has been admitted into the acute setting in up to 40 times, period. He has had no chest pain, period. However, he describes 3 pillow orthopnea, period. The past medical history, 1, congestive heart failure, 2, chronic kidney disease, 3, history of normal coronaries, past surgical history, right ear surgery. He has had penile surgery, medications, albuterol, 2 puff Q4 hours, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams one daily, Symbicort, 160/4.5, 1 inhalation BID, bumetanide, 2 milligrams daily, Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily, iron sulfate, 325 milligrams daily, Losartan, 25 milligrams daily, metoprolol, 25 milligrams one daily, mirtazapine, 30 milligrams HS, oxybutynin, 10 milligrams HS, Seroquel, 50 milligrams daily, spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history. He has a history of polysubstance use, but states that he has not used any substance recently. He denies alcohol use. He reports history of cigarette smoking. Review of systems, constitutional. He reports fatigue and weight gain. Skin, he reports itching and rash. Ears, he reports deafness involving his right ear. Nose, unremarkable. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Neck, no stiffness or decreased motion. Respiratory, he has dyspnea. Cardiac, as per HPI. Gastrointestinal, he has had no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, or melena. Genitourinary, he has frequency of urination. Neurologic, he has headaches and double vision. He has incoordination. Psychiatric, he has nervousness and insomnia. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 103/66, pulse 94, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 236 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The vision, Right eye 20/30 minus 3. Left eye 20/50 minus 1. Both eyes 20/25 minus 1. Pupils are equal round reactive to light and accommodations. Clear is clear. Extraocular muscles are intact. Neck supple. There is no adenopathy. There is no thyroidomegaly present. Chest demonstrates normal excursion. Respirations appear labored. However, lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiovascular. Regular correction. Cardiovascular irregular rhythm. No S3 or S4 is noted. Soft systolic murmur is noted to be present. Moderate JVD is present. Period. Abdomen is obese. Bowel sounds are normally active. No masses or tendon is noted. No organomegaly is present. Back, no CVAT. Genitourinary, normal genitalia. Skin, he has multiple tattoos on the arms. Bilaterally, lower extremity demonstrates erythema and findings of stasis dermatitis. Period. Musculoskeletal, normal range of motion. Psychiatric, appropriate affect. Eye contact. Period. Neural, deep tendon reflexes are 2 over 4 plus bilaterally. Speech is fluent, the gait is normal, period. The impression, this is a 50-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure and chronic kidney disease, period. He reportedly has normal coronaries, period. He has significant dyspnea on exertion. He has symptoms of orthopnea, period. He has 3++ orthopnea, period. His overall findings are consistent with New York Heart Association class 3-4, period. He is unable to perform any task which requires significant exertion or lifting. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.